If you're just joining us for today's second date update, Nicole is on the phone and she wants to call a dude named Andy. And Andy can really only be described as a modern day gentleman. A knight in shining armor.
Really?
They went out for dinner and Andy didn't open a single door. Didn't even ask her any questions and just talked about his fantasy football team the whole time. And at the end of the lovely evening, he made her pay the bill. But he did offer to leave the tip for the server.
Nice guy.
Yes, Andy sounds like an amazing date. And we're all not sure why Nicole wants to call him back, really. But we're about to do it either way. Nicole, are you ready to give Andy a call?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's give him a call.
Okay.
Have you told this story to any of your girlfriends?
Yes. I just don't feel like people really understand, like, the good parts.
Okay,
really.
So they had the same advice we did. Like, maybe just let this one go.
Well, yeah.
All right.
But they don't understand. They weren't there, Nicole. They didn't get to see the look on his face when he was ignoring you to talk about his fantasy football, you know?
You guys don't get it. I can change him. I really can. If we just, like, had some time together and communicated what was needed.
Famous last words.
All right. Well, yeah. I'm going to dial his phone number right now and see if we can get him on the phone, okay?
Awesome. I'm excited.
Me too. Can't wait to talk to Andy and see if I can feel exactly what you feel about him, because I'm still not getting it, Nicole.
You'll get it. Trust me.
Okay. If you say so.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Andy?
Yes, this is him.
Andy, what's up, dude? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
All right. How can I help you?
Well, I'm calling you today because we got an email about you from somebody who listens to the show.
The show meaning what now? I don't understand.
The radio show Brook and Jubal in the Morning, the one that you're currently on.
Oh. I'm sorry, man. I'm getting ready for work right now. I can't do this right now.
Okay. Well, if you just give us a few minutes, just to like a minute of your time, I promise.
Fine, but I don't have a lot of time.
Okay. Well, I'll get straight to the point then, okay? You went out on a date the other day with somebody named Nicole, and she emailed us because she says you're not texting her back anymore, and she wants to know why.
Yeah, well, not all first dates in the world need another date, you know?
Whoa!
Can I go? Is that okay?
Well, can you give us just like another second? We want to know why.
You know, like I said, some dates don't need another one in the world, right? Like I said, that's all okay. Really it is.
Whoa.
But that's not really like an explanation of why. Can you just tell us why? I know you got to go.
I'll tell you, completely honest, I wasn't physically attracted to her off the bat.
Oh.
Okay, wait, hold on. Because the way she described your date, like, that's fine, that happens. But it sounds like you were, like, kind of rude to her, man, on the date.
I mean, yeah, I was.
Why would you be rude to her?
What?
I mean, yeah, you're not attracted to her. Maybe you don't want another date. Whatever. That happens. We get it. But, like, why would you be rude to her?
I don't know, man. She looks totally different on Tinder, you know? She.
Oh.
You get one of those profiles and it's like, oh, she's beautiful. But then you see her in person and you're like, no, I can't do this. She looked exactly like my sister, okay?
What?
Wait, hold on. I mean, I'm glad you're not attracted to your sister, but,
yeah.
Like.
We've had second dates where people have been like, dude, it was awesome she looked like my sister. So it's good to hear that you're kind of
what?
Not going that way with it. But
yeah, weird show.
Why be rude, though? Why not just sit there and at least have a good time?
Look, I don't want to waste anybody's time. I don't want to go on a date with somebody who looks like my sibling.
I don't know, man. That just still feels kind of weird, like, that you would, like, make her pay and everything.
Look, I tried everything to turn her off. I talked about my fantasy football all the time. I thought I could go on for like a half an hour about fantasy football and she wouldn't want to like talk to me anymore. You know?
Oh, so you were purposely doing those things.
Hell yeah, I did that. And after the meal, I belched this just huge belch and she thought that was cute.
She didn't tell us about that part.
No, and we get out to the parking lot, and we're standing there in the parking lot, and I'm like, I parked in a handicapped spot for like 2 hours, and she thought
what?
That was funny. She didn't think that was like a jerk
oh,
thing to do.
No.
So I mean, at this point, like, are you? I mean, I'm almost even questioning her.
I am. I'm like, is there anything that can turn you off? You know, I like, can I literally say I'm on work relief right now? I have to go back to prison tomorrow, and she'll think that's cute.
That is sexy. I like him. He's committed to his job. I mean, he has to be, but whatever.
Yeah, so I don't even know what's up with this chick. I'm just happy that I don't have to talk with her again. that's all that really matters to me. So.
Okay. Well, you kind of do because she's on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
You're joking.
Nope, not at all. Nicole, you there?
Yeah, hi. Hi, Andy.
There's Nicole.
Hey.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's okay. It's okay.
How are you laughing, Nicole?
What? It's okay?
Nicole, you're the most positive person I think we've ever had on this show.
Well, no. I mean, I appreciate the honesty.
You appreciate it?
Oh, Jesus.
I do. I mean, now I understand why the thing with the door and why the fantasy sports and everything. Like, I knew you weren't a really, you know, disrespectful person. I knew that there was probably a reason behind it. I thought maybe, I don't know, your hand was hurt or you were, you know, low on money or something. And I know, like, with the belt, sometimes it just means that you like the food. So I was like, I don't know. I'll just, you know, like, not a lot of people are very genuine. I mean, I can see why you would do that.
What?
Look, I'm not good at rejecting people in their faces. So this is, like, the second best thing that I can think about. You know?
Makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not very good at rejecting people either. I get it. So...
How are you?
Wait, you're just like,
I am so glad we talked that out. You were a jerk to me on your first date because you didn't think I was attractive. Thank you.
Well, no. He didn't say that he didn't think I was attractive. He said that he wasn't attracted to me because I reminded him of his sister.
It's a good point.
Yeah, you kind of do, and that kind of freaked me out a little bit.
Well, I mean, that's better than the other way around, you know?
Yeah, but it doesn't change the fact that you look like my sister.
No, yeah, I mean, you know? I totally get it. I totally get it, and I'm glad to know now.
Wait,
Nicole,
I mean, he hasn't even apologized for his rude behavior. Like, at least, Andy, can you give her, like, some apology, man?
You know what? You're right. I'm so sorry. Nicole, I am so sorry that I didn't reject you right away. That was the right thing to do.
What?
That's the right thing to do, you know?
Yeah.
You guys, what about human decency in dating? I mean, Nicole, get mad.
No, I mean, why would I get mad when he's actually, you know, telling me the truth? Most guys don't do that, you know? At least he's not lying to, like, get in my pants or anything.
Wait, no, you guys, but, like, there's a way to deliver the truth, Nicole, that doesn't end up with, like, you footing the whole bill when you ask to split the bill. Like, without him being rude and parking in handicapped parking lots. Like, you can be honest and still be respectful of people.
Excuse me, I paid the tip.
Oh my God.
He did pay the tip, and I didn't mind paying for the dinner, and I mean, I thought you were cute and fun, so it was well worth it to me.
All right.
Oh my God.
Nicole, you're the most understanding person ever.
I have been told that.
But you do look like Andy's sister. That is a problem, I guess.
Yeah.
But I still have to ask Andy. Andy, would you like to go out with Nicole on another date? We'll pay for it.
Oh, man. I have a really hard time saying no. Clearly, I have an extremely difficult time saying no, so I guess I'll reluctantly say yeah, sure, why not?
Say yes.
Wait, what? You're going to go out with her again? I thought you weren't attracted to her.
Look, I'm really bad at rejecting people to their faces, so yeah, I'll take the date. We can go out as friends. You guys pay for it. That's great.
Oh, my
God. Nicole.
So a friend date. Nicole, are you still down to go out with Andy?
Yeah, I want to.
Oh, of Nicole. Course.
There you go.
Nicole, you're turning yourself into a doormat.
Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, I can see how you'd see it that way, but I see it differently. You know, you hear about people starting off as friends all the time, and then it, you know, blossoms into something more.
Hey,
you just
right?
don't know.
Nope, not happening. We're going out as friends.
What?
Sorry.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you're a great friend, too. I mean.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, sounds
oh
like
my
it.
God.
Well, Nicole, congratulations. You got a second date. And Andy, congratulations on getting a second date with your sister. That's exciting.